Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 275 for March 31st, and we're going to start off in 1889 when the Eiffel Tower is officially opened. And then in 1918, daylight savings time goes into effect in the United States for the first time. And finally, in 1939, events preceding World War II in Europe took place, where Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain pledges British military support to the Second Polish Republic in the event of an invasion by Nazi Germany. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On March 31st, 1889, the Eiffel Tower, one of the most iconic landmarks in the world, was officially opened in Paris, France. Designed by the French engineer Gustave Eiffel and his team for the 1889 Exposition, or the World's Fair, to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the French Revolution. The tower stood as a marvel of engineering and architectural prowess. At the time of its completion, the Eiffel Tower was the tallest man-made structure in the world, a title it retained until the completion of the Chrysler Building in New York in 1930. Construction of the Eiffel Tower began in January 1887 and took just over 2 years to complete. The tower is made of wrought iron and consists of 18,038 individual parts, joined together by 2.5 million rivets. Despite the initial skepticism from critics, the construction was an engineering success, showcasing the possibility of metal as a building material. On March 31, 1918, daylight savings time was implemented for the first time in the United States, marking a major shift in national timekeeping practices. The concept of daylight savings time involves setting clocks forward by 1 hour during the warmer months in order to extend evening daylight, thereby reducing the need for artificial lighting and saving energy. Initially introduced as a temporary measure during World War I to conserve fuel, the idea behind DST was to make better use of daylight hours and thus reduce the consumption of resources like coal. The Standard Time Act of 1918, also known as the Calder Act, established both standard time zones and daylight savings time in the United States. This was the first federal law that regulated timekeeping across the country. The initial adoption of DST was supported by various industries and the general public, who saw the potential for energy savings as well as benefits to agricultural practices, retail, and leisure activities that could make use of additional evening daylight. On March 31, 1939, in the tense prelude to World War II in Europe, British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain made a significant pledge of British military support to the Second Polish Republic, should it be invaded by Nazi Germany. This commitment marked a crucial shift in British foreign policy, from appeasement to a more direct approach in countering the aggression of Nazi Germany under Adolf Hitler. The declaration was part of a broader effort by the United Kingdom to deter further German expansion after the annexation of Austria and the dismemberment of Czechoslovakia, which had exposed the limitations of appeasement as a strategy. Despite these guarantees made by the British, Nazi Germany invaded Poland on September 1, 1939, prompting Britain and France to declare war on Germany on September 3, 1939, marking the beginning of World War II in Europe. The initial military support promised to Poland was limited, and the rapid German conquest of Poland was completed without effective intervention by Britain or France. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify, and I will see you all tomorrow for some more history. How do you know, man?
man. You know, man.